My journey begins in Guatemala. I am already in the 8th day of my journey toward United States. Tomorrow, I will be crossing the border between Guatemala and Mexico, which is it will be 2 hours of walking. We are crossing the border right now to get to the other side of Mexico. We are in the middle of the desert. This is look like a desert, but it's not. It's all muddy and sticky. I have seen so many snakes. I've been scared. We already were chased by the border patrol. I was almost cut. One of my brothers were cut. But hopefully they will get out of that problem. I'm scared already. Just by me and myself here and other people that I don't know. I'm so scared of this. We are on the 7th day. I am waiting for the van that will take me to the city of Mexico, where I will be waiting for like 2 days to be picked up by the coyote, who is the one who will cross me to the other side. This is 5 in the morning. My father, my brother, and I, we are waiting for the van that will take us to the other side. We see the patrol that was coming. They cut us. They take us back to Guatemala, where we belong, supposedly. This was a disadvantage for us, because we had to do again what we had to do it. We did before. But now, I see. This time to cross the border, it was more easy, because some kids helped us to cross the other side. It took us like 30 minutes. From this on, we headed to Mexico. Right now we are heading to another place where we will be waiting for a bus that will pick us to take us to a hotel. To do this, we had to go inside of a secret box inside of the bus, so we cannot be lookout at the border patrol when they get out on the bus, and we will not be catch out by them. Inside of here, it is so suffocant. It is so hot. I can't even breathe. There's people next to me sweating. I don't mind that, but the thing is that I'm almost dying because of this. I am breathless. I cannot breathe. I don't know what to do. My only hope is to the bus driver is to stop somehow or somewhere so I can catch up some breath. Each day I am getting near to my destination, which is get to Mexico. But to do so, I have to sleep under a bridge. This night is cold. I don't know what to do to warm myself. What do I do is to hug my father and my brother, so I can have some warmth and we three can survive this night. That is so cold. This is the last stop that I will be doing to my journey. In this stop, I will get in my food, which it will sustain me for like 2 days, because these 2 days we will be walking in the desert, in the mountains. Hopefully I will make it. We were walking in the dark night. My brother got sting by something. We thought that it was a snake, but thank God it wasn't. It was a spine of a cactus that was so pointy. He felt that it was a snake. He thought so. During this walk, we see lots of strange things like holes, straps to trap people. to drink water. We drink from rivers, from places where people get to water their plants. We don't know what this water has. We are near. Hopefully, I see light. Light to other. I don't know what is it, but that's my hope of getting to the light. I made it. I already get to the light that I wanted. That was my destination. To get, I rest for like 30 minutes. I get a sleep on. I sleep on. When I feel, a band honks his horn. He was the band who was bringing us to Los Angeles or Tucson, Arizona, where I will be waiting for my mom to go and pick us and pay for our tragedies. Right now, I'm inside of the van. I have two people over my body. I cannot feel my body. It's already asleep. I am having cramps. My body is so hurt because of the walking. People cramping over me. My legs, I cannot feel them. But hopefully all of this that I'm doing, it will pay off. I know it will. It will. I am already in the United States. All the trouble and the experience that I have during this journey, it helped me to become someone important. Because of what I went through, it has helped me to grow mentally. Because I will graduate from high school. I will do something. So my future child can I pass through the same things that I went through. Because I don't want them to suffer. I love them so much. This was my story of immigration, told by a person that has been go through a lot of problems, and this journey that he took during his childhood or teenager helped him to become a person better, because he knows how to appreciate life and how to appreciate his father's help. Because he don't want to waste what he did already. Hopefully, someday I will be someone in life. This experience that I have helped me to evaluate what I have, because I see that getting things is hard, but forgiving them is also hard. That's why I evaluate everything that I have, everything that my father gave me, everything.